If you are looking for regional or national ag news or livestock markets, the weekly Wyoming Livestock Roundup is just what you need. I'm Dennis Sun, publisher of the Wyoming Livestock Roundup. We also have a classified ad section for you to buy, sell, or find ag equipment, livestock, land, or everything you need for the ranch or farm. Please call 1-800-967-1647 to place an ad or receive a free 6-week subscription.
The Cowboys would like to thank another great sponsor of Clear Out West Radio Show, The Cowboy Shop. Get online at www.cowboyshop.com and do a little shopping for anything you need Western. You can also give them a call at area code 307-367-4300. That's The Cowboy Shop. They have everything you need, from clothes to tack to anything Western. Tell Bob and Carolyn we sent you. And welcome back to Clear Out West Radio Show.
Thank you.
They want to thank our good friend, the late Mr. Rich O'Brien, for all that great music behind our commercial.
Still playing.
Still playing, and by golly, we will keep after
it. Absolutely.
How about a little David John and the Comstock Cowboys?
Hey.
No, we already played them. Quit it, for heaven's sake.
This is somebody
else. I told everybody Barwick was coming up, so why don't we do that?
Well, let's do Barwick.
Okay, let's do
Bill.
The voice. I'll decide. All right. When cowboys didn't dance.
700 head of cattle on an old forgotten trail. 6 cowboys and 1 old man and another day of hell. Chuck wagon lagging behind from the strain of a broken wheel. The only thing to look forward to was a campfire and a meal. Sleep beneath an open sky with just the stars above their heads. Saddle for a pillow, sagebrush for a bed. Waking up tomorrow was merely done by chance. Back when the West was really wild and cowboys didn't dance. When cowboys didn't dance, didn't wear designer shirts. Hearts were filled with memories and their bodies filled with hurt. They'd sit around the campfire and exchange a piercing glance. When the West was really wild and cowboys didn't dance. More coffee from an old tin cup, more sweat upon the brow. Another day chasing that same old lonely cow. With every new horizon began a brand new day. 1,300 miles to go as they slowly made their way across the plains of Texas, through the Colorado snow. Final destination, Blackfoot, Idaho. When cowboys didn't dance, didn't wear designer shirts. Hearts were filled with memories and their bodies filled with hurt. They'd sit around the campfire and exchange a piercing glance. Back when the West was really wild and cowboys didn't dance. Seven hundred head of cattle on an old forgotten trail. 5 cowboys and 1 old man and another day of hell.
That's right. That's back when men were really men.
That's right.
And cowboys.
They knew which bathroom to use.
Right. Yeah.
The horse trailer.
The men's room for the men, the women's room for the women. Where does it say that? Right on the door.
Right on the door.
Okay.
You know, I got to go here.
Go ahead. I'll decide.
Okay. They passed a law, I think it was down there in Utah.
Okay.
You can use a gender-specific bathroom if you fully transition. Who's checking?
Yeah, that's just what I was going to say. All right. So do they have an attendant outside there?
I remember, you know, I don't know how we got on this subject, but we're going to keep going. We're going to keep going. Yeah, right. Exactly. I'm in the Chicago O'Hare Airport, and that was the first time that I witnessed this.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, some dude with a beard and a man bun walked into the women's restroom.
No.
Yeah, and I'm going, I just about said, hey, you're going, and then I thought, okay, he went in there on purpose. Okay. All right. Never mind. All right. Okay.
Maybe.
Well, I was traveling alone, but I guarantee if I'd have been with my wife or my daughters, I'd have followed him in there. All right. Anyway.
Absolutely.
Oh, my gracious sakes. Here we go. I'll decide.
You went there, didn't you?
Oh, we just went clear off the deep end, didn't we?
1, 2, 3, not it.
Yeah, not it.
I'm not changing.
Okay, now that's a topic that's not going to be, that's not going to be a topic of one of our shows. All right, so you can rest easy.
Where were we?
We were talking about I'll decide.
I'll decide.
Yeah.
I'm going to take a nap.
And as dad's advice, you know, you give the advice as a dad.
Mm-hmm,
the child looks at you and says, okay, but what he's really saying is, I'll decide.
Yeah.
Right?
I'll do it my way, yeah.
So you instruct them, then you leave them alone.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You do the same thing with dogs. All right.
And horses. Yes.
Yes. You instruct them.
Mm-hmm.
You help them carry out those instructions. Mm-hmm. And then in the end, they look at you and say, I'll decide.
Make the right things easy.
That's right. Make the right things easy, the wrong things difficult.
Yeah.
I think that was Ray Hunt.
I think that was a Ray Hunt quote.
Yeah. But, you know, I swear that little stubby dog of mine that I had, if he had a middle finger, he'd have used it. He'd look at you and say, I'll decide.
Dick's old clutch dog, he had one of those middle fingers.
Did he?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you called him a stupid dog, you're done.
He'd quit you.
He'd go to the trailer.
You stupid dog. Okay. Do it yourself.
Do it. Yeah.
Yeah. Why don't you get down here and bite this cow? Go right ahead.
And he looked at you like that, too.
Yeah. And
he wanted this cow bit. Get down here and bite him.
And in the later years of his life, he was missing front teeth.
Yes.
Because of so many of those. Yeah. Yeah. Hey, we need a little cowpoke poetry.
Oh, what you got?
Well, this is co-written with a friend of mine, Al Mel. He went to a team penning, and this is a true story. This is about team penners. The Judith Basin Hereford Ranch was oiled up and ready to go. The oil may have come from the OJ and rum, but the cowboys were pumped for the show. Some riders looked somewhat hungover. Their mounts were less than sensational. For the Open Precision Elite Sorting Division Amateur Team Penning Invitational. The grandstands held throngs of spectators that numbered way up in the ones. The sport's now a fixture. The teams were a mixture of dads, mothers, daughters, and sons, and a smattering of friends and relatives, coalesced into clusters of three. As riders remixed, new threesomes were fixed, all proficient to various degree. 30 cattle were released pre-labeled, 3 each numbered 0 to 9. How hard could this be? Just sort out your 3 and pen them without using your twine. Not hard at all if you know how to count, which ruled out Uncle Harve at the gate. I heard the ground crew shout, there's 1-7 left out and someone added an extra 8. Now, cowboys innately have trouble counting on more than one hand because some lost a thumb or a forefinger from the last time they went out to brand. But the keen eye of Charlie O'Malley had spied that the 8s numbered 4. Took all hands recruited to get the 8 booted and a new 7 brought through the door. When the penners restarted their run, one cow shot the judge with the scours. With his new shirt defaced, he got the old bat replaced, wasting the most part of 2 hours. At last, it was full-on excitement. It was cowboys, cutters, and cows. The timer, no dullard, used language quite colored, much more than good manners allows. A full day of full contact penning, 2 riders got thrown to the floor. Only 1 come off straight, the other rode for 8. The judges scored him a low 54. While the goal was to pen only three, some teams had penned half a dozen. With ancestry uncovered, one team had discovered they all shared a felon third cousin. Few teams got a time. Most of them failed. And some of them near came to blows. A brilliant endeavor, but it took them forever when it finally came to a close. Chuck rode for eight teams, paid eight entry fees. His wife will most likely be leaving. He placed eighth, fourth, and third, and from everything I heard, he still didn't quite break even. Some good horses were completely soured. The livestock's health looks really bleak. Families are feuding, ranch hands are brooding, but they'll do it all again next week.
True story.
The funniest thing about that is that's how most of those work. It's true.
Ram and jam.
Ram and jam. Yep.
Yeah.
All right. How about a little Dick's pick?
Oh, this is one you've never heard.
I know. Who's singing?
The Norm Luboff Choir.
Of course they are. And what are they singing?
Curtains of Night.
Nice.
When the curtains of night are pulled back by the stars and a beautiful moon sweeps the sky, when the evening is young and the air is so still, I remember you, love, in my prayers. When the curtains of night are pulled back by the stars and the dew drops of heaven kiss the rose, when the moon is on high, all my thoughts turn to home, I remember you.
You're right. I have not heard that before.
Yeah.
And that is smooth.
It's good.
Smooth. Yeah. Hey, we need to ditch out to another commercial.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But the good news is when we come back, you are going to teach us on Farrier's File. Clear Out West Radio Show is a proud sponsor of the Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame. The Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame strives to promote the working cowboys who have worked the land and who have helped shape the culture of this great state. The Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame is a 501c3 tax-exempt organization. All donations are tax-deductible. Please help us promote these men and women by making a donation to the Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame. Visit their website and donate at WyomingCowboyHallOfFame.org.